K92 Morning Things.
The Great Debate.
We need to settle whatever's going on with these sisters.
Mm-hmm.
They're mad about something. Jade and Yasmin, they're fighting. And I guess, so it's, do we have Jade first?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so yeah, we're sisters and we're both pregnant. But I got pregnant first. I'm 6 months pregnant.
Okay.
She's 5 months pregnant. I'm also older.
Okay.
I'm 27. She's 25.
All right.
And she keeps insisting that we have a baby shower together.
Like a co-baby shower. Mm. Which would be very convenient, you know.
It makes sense,
for
I guess.
The family. Yeah.
And the friends, probably.
Uh-huh. But what you're saying, Jade, is you would like that moment to be for yourself, and your sister has been copying you your whole life to the point that she even copied me and decided to be born. I was born first, and then this other person decides they're going to be born, and you want the moment for just you.
Yeah, well, we've also, we're both born in the same month. We both are October babies, and so we also have always had to share birthday parties.
Okay.
Like, I've never gotten to have something that's just mine, and this was supposed to be that for me. And I don't want to have to share my baby shower. I want my friends to be able to come.
Uh-huh.
I don't want her friends there. No, half my friends.
Okay. I mean, it's not that you hate her friends or anything.
You know how I feel about Ashley.
Stand
no, it's not that.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to share it.
I get what you're saying. I guess.
Yeah. And as someone who shares an actual, my birthday is the same day as my mom.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I have to share whether I like it or not. And so I know that feeling. That feeling of I'm the only person I know who has to shop on their own birthday. Everybody else, y'all sit back and just receive gifts.
Yeah.
I got to figure out something to buy for somebody.
Oh.
Just always. Excuse me. So, Yaz, how do you feel about your sister saying this? I mean, are you saying, look, let's just get over it and let's do a co-party? What's your reasoning?
Yeah, basically. I just think she's being dramatic. Like, okay. I don't think that we should make our friends and family go to two different showers, you know?
I mean,
especially so close together.
It is very
she
convenient.
She might be the oldest, but she's the biggest crybaby and whiner.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Can't dispute that one right now.
I can see both
sides.
In
this moment.
I can see both sides, but.
But if you, and Yaz is right, though, because baby showers, the family's got to go to both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's going to be like every 2 weekends in a row you got to deal with this. But I understand what Jade is saying, because my kids have they're 1 week apart on their birthdays.
Uh-huh.
And I am constantly trying to get them to have a shared birthday party because I don't want to have to deal with it 2 weekends in a row.
Right.
Yeah, I support Jade on this one.
You do.
Mm-hmm. And it's surprising because I didn't think I would. But the more I thought about it, because if you're Jade's friends, they're not going to have identical guest lists, right?
No.
Right.
Does Jade's friends that come to this joint baby shower, do they have to buy gifts for both babies?
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
like, now
question.
We have double the diapers and mm-hmm. double all of that.
Right.
And
what if they're just assigned to that friend?
And what if it's not the same gender and they want to buy a color-specific, whatever they want to do?
They want to do, like, color-specific decorations and there's things like that.
Or
could
they just like have,
that.
Like, a joint family baby shower? You know,
family. Okay, now that's three showers.
Three showers.
Forget about that.
Planning all these parties.
Team Jade, I do believe makes sense.
Know.
I'm going Team Yes. On behalf of everybody that thinks baby showers are boring, we're trying to minimize, okay? All we want to do is go to one. Hi, Eric.
I think they should have separate showers.
Well, hang up on Eric. Get him out of here.
I like him. Good job.
And why is that? Any reason, or you just think separate? Your team separate?
I grew up, my oldest brother was a week apart from me on birthdays,
mm-hmm.
and we always had to have shared birthday parties, and it just sucked.
Yeah.
My two youngest kids are 3 weeks apart, and we try to have them. It's a boy and a girl,
mm-hmm.
and we try to give them separate parties, and they insist on having theirs together, and I don't understand why.
That's okay. Those are great kids. That's why. I know, and Eric's going to give me a complex that my kids are going to grow up and say, Dad always made us have shared birthday parties, and we hated it. That's the question for you, Jade. What if your whole family says, you know, we would really like to have a shared party? It would be great for Aunt Edna, who's coming in from Scottsdale, Arizona.
I mean,
forget her. Who is she? Send me a birthday card.
Worried about Edna.
I still wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
That's like so. It's like unfair to me because then I also am a jerk if I say that.
Yeah.
I have to just be like, okay, I'll take one for the team, and I always have to do that. And this feels like the place where I shouldn't have to do that.
I agree.
So what are y'all gonna do?
I agree with you.
What are you gonna do?
I mean, I don't hate the idea of, like, a shared gender reveal and then, like, or a shared something and then, like, separate parties.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The shared gender reveal makes me nervous.
What if you get it switched up?
What if Jade's baby daddy wants a boy,
right,
with a girl, and he's looking over and saying, I wanted a boy.
But right. I figured they got it switched by accident.
Exactly. That, too. Yeah. So he's all running over to the blue fireworks going, that's mine. No, it isn't.
Oh!